Para poder chegar perto.
Good morning. It is for me a great honor to consider the reality that Talmida Yosar Mikulam, the questions that you've asked over the years and the desire to learn has produced far more than I could possibly produce by learning or preparing. As I'll say that the nature of cow when it doesn't have enough milk to give to its young. The calf sucks, and that's what produces the milk. It's not that the milk is sitting there as a reservoir of milk. It's the function of the calf to somehow just tap into the reservoir. That's not the case. It's the sucking of the calf that produces the milk that it needs. And that's what I've experienced over and over again in my interactions with you as a group and as individuals, is that what you got, you produced by being genuinely and authentically curious and seeking. And that is something that I'll have a lifelong hakara satov for the Torah that you produced. I'd like to suggest today something that might be a cross between a wild and crazy chiddush and pshita, my kamash malon. So I'll let you decide which it is. I believe that we have gotten away from being moved by facts, and that we tend to be moved by inspiration and ideas, most of them associated with a should. So there's some should, and the should comes with an inspirational story about someone who was really good at the should. And you're somehow supposed to come away from that with something that resembles change. So it's good idea, should, story, inspiration, and then somehow it's supposed to translate into change. I'd like to suggest, Rabosai, that whole story that I just described, not nice to say, but it's pretty close to pure Atzas HaYetzer. The whole deal is pretty much Atzas HaYetzer, because the Yetzer is not at all opposed to your having a long list of shoulds, because you'll never actually change based on a list of shoulds. So he has no problem with your having a long list of shoulds, especially coming into Rosh Hashanah. Totally fine with that. In fact, he'll help you make the list. And the Yetzer is absolutely fine with the inspirational story, because the inspirational story has nothing to do with you. And if it does have anything to do with you, all it will produce is Yush, is because I'm not the person who is the inspired person in the story. So that's a pretty radical statement. And I'd like to suggest to you what the substitute is. What is instead? Instead, most of you are too young to know what this, to be familiar with the expression of just the facts, ma'am. Come on, there's a few people who nod with familiarity. Just the facts, ma'am. Let me give you an example right away of just the facts, ma'am, and what I mean. The Gemara tells us, surely many of you are familiar with the Gemara, Yevamos, Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Baravina, Ein Puranus Ba'a La'olam Ela Bishvil Yisrael. Shenemar, and it brings a proof text, Ichrati Goyim Neshamu Pinosam, Echarati Chutzosam. Gemara brings another pasuk, Amarti Yachtiri Yosi Tikchi Musa. Ein Puranos Ba Laolam Ela Vishvil Yisrael. Is that a fact? Is that a fact? Or is that a nice idea and a should? That's a fact. Chazal are giving us a fact that we might not have known by waking up in the morning and checking your local news channel. You might not have known this piece of information. And that's what Chazal came to do. They came to give us pieces of information that we didn't have access to, that they told us based on the Masorah. They told us a fact. Ein puranos bo la'olam ela bishvil Yisrael. What are you going to do with that fact? So you're going to wait for the inspirational story. I'm happy to give you the inspiring story, but that will throw this out the window. First, ask the question, wow, I didn't know that. I had no idea. And if I did know it, I certainly didn't think about it as a simple fact. I thought about it perhaps as an idea, but Chazal say it's a simple fact. Rashi says, what's the therefore? The therefore is that we should do tshuva. You don't need a should, you need a fact. So when the Chofetz Chaim, here comes the inspirational story, when the Chofetz Chaim heard that the Mississippi River, they know what that is. They know. They've heard of it. They know. And we've got lots of S's in the word. when the Chofetz Chaim was told that the Mississippi River had overflowed its banks in 1920-something, I don't know how long it took for that information to get to the Chofetz Chaim. I suspect that it was not a short period of time. The Chofetz Chaim asked for all sorts of details. Kadosh Baruch Hu said something to me, gave me a patch. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a patch. 10,000 homes were wiped out. 10,000 families were displaced in the Mississippi River Delta. Permit me to suggest that this was not the Aguda of New Orleans. That's not who was displaced, the 10,000 homes that were displaced in the Mississippi River Delta. For those of you who have some familiarity with the old Deep South in the 1920s. The people living on the Mississippi River Delta were not the Aguda of New Orleans. And after he heard the details, he declared a tainis in Radin. Oi, the father gave me a patch. I have to respond. Rashi says that the patch is so that I should do tshuva. People could not believe how he would interrogate someone who came from the Far East and reported about a tsunami in Japan. Tsunami, that's hurricane, but on the other side. Same word. A hurricane. You hear a hurricane? There's a report. There's a hurricane report in the New York, New Jersey. Why? I don't need to know about that. Why don't you need to know about that? Yeah, Baruch Hashem, it passed. That means that somebody did tshuva. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu saved them and saved us from the Gzeira. Tell me, are you going to take away from that some sort of should? Or are you going to take away from that a fact? Because if you take away a should, this talk is a waste of time. There's a fact. The Ein Puranos Puranios Ba La'olam Ela Bishvil Yisrael. That's what you need to take and learn and review and understand. Puranius came to the world. It's rough. They're trucking Jews away from the shtetl and trucking them out into the forest. Rachmana litzlan. How is that different than the Mississippi River overflowing its banks? Why does it need to come to the shtetl in Europe? Oh, well, because I didn't really know about this Chazal. And if I did know about the Chazal, I knew it is a theory. I didn't know it practically. And so the Rabbanu Shlalom had to make the message louder and louder, because when he has a message, Lo Yoshuv Elai Rekam, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu has a message, so then there's going to be a message. You're going to get the message one way or the other. And if you don't get it the way he initially presents the message, so then the message gets louder. So what's the takeaway from that? The takeaway is the Chazal are regularly giving us pieces of information, facts about our world that we would not have known, because they gave it to us through a masorah. And our emunas chachami means that I now have a piece of information. You want an inspiring story of the people who, how far this went. The Stipler mentioned something to his brother-in-law, to the Chazon Ish. And he mentioned that there's a Tshuva Sarashba that says not like what the Chazon Ish just said. And the Chazon Ish said there's no such Tshuva Sarashba. So the Stipler went home and told that we have to put it in Geniza. We have to put our copy in Geniza. We have a forged copy. Somebody inserted information into the Tshuva Sarashba that wasn't there. So he took the sefer off the shelf. It was only later that one of the Talmidim brought the Tshuva Sarashba to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said, "Oh, of course, the Stipler's right." But that wasn't the Stipler's initial reaction. His initial reaction is kanir'eh, apparently, we have a mizuyaf copy of the Tshuva Sarashba. Chazon Ish said that there's no such Tshuva Sarashba. Because you got facts. Here's a fact. Piece of information, a fact. Ein Puranos Bo La'olam Ela Yishvil Yisrael. So what are you going to do with the fact that that's not the byline at CNN? What are you going to do about the fact that that is not what they are, the banner in CNN is not, Bal Yisrael, pay attention. There's a mapecha in Afghanistan. Bal Yisrael, pay attention, Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a mapecha in Afghanistan. That's not the banner in CNN. That's the banner of Chazal. So we have a problem. The problem is we have a conspiracy. I love hearing about conspiracies because it shows just how silly people are. No, Bill Gates is going to insert something into your into your bloodstream so that he can track your who knows what. And this is and J&J and Pfizer and Moderna are all conspiring so that the cut down the birth rate of Haredim. Mamish, you know, I want to tell you about a normal conspiracy always has the word theory after it. I'm going to tell you the conspiracy that does not have the word theory after it. The conspiracy is that everything involved in Olam Hazeh that is not actively being involved in the Ratzon Hashem is conspiring to take us away from the clarity that we're supposed to know. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a conspiracy. They're all in cahoots. Absolutely every single one who is not actively trying to bring out the Ratzon Hashem in the world, they are all pushing us away from the clarity that we need to have. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a conspiracy. And that, how do I know about that? Because Chazal were kind enough to clue me in. That is how it works. So you have, for example, Chazal that tells us Marbeya Tezayin Amud Aleph Kol Mizonosov Shel Odom Kitsuvim Lo Me Rosh Hashanah Ve'ad Yom HaKippurim Chutz Mehotzos Shabosos Vehotzos Yom Tov Vehotzos Bonov LeTalmud Torah. Whatever you're going to make, every single penny of your spendable income is set between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Can you imagine somebody in the middle of the year getting worried about his parnasa? Can you imagine anything so silly? Imagine somebody in the middle of the year getting worried about his parnasa. You say, you're daft. You know what daft means? You're out of your mind. What are you talking about? Your parnasa was katsuv me Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for the whole year. Can you imagine that you're going to think about your parnasa on Hanukkah time? Can you imagine such a thing? Where did you get that from? How did you get there? What banana peel did you slip on? How did you get there? So what are you talking about? Who doesn't worry about their parnasa? What are you worried about your parnasa? Chazal said, Kol mizonot shel adam, and Rashi says, in case you weren't clear, Rashi spells it out. Kol ma she'osid lihistaker bashono shiyehei nizon misham. Everything a person has as available income to be able to be sustained in the course of the year. Kotsuv lo is set. That means that there could be a lot of income that has to go nebuch to sharap, rachmana litzlan. So that wasn't what, this is talking about the available income for the person to be able to spend on his mizonos. Kach v'kach yistaker b'shona zu. V'yesh lo lihizoher. Rashi says, what's one of the implications of that fact? Yesh lo lihizoher milasos yitzia meruba. Person has to be careful not to have to frivolously spend something that's not normal for him, something that's not normal for an Eved Hashem. He has to be careful not to spend frivolously. Why? shelo yosifu lo schar lemezonos ela masha paskulo, because they only the allocation is based on being a normal Eved Hashem, not based on being frivolous. So you say, wait a second. Shabbos, well, good, taka. Hotzo Shabbos, off budget. Hotzo Siyontif, off budget. Tuition, off budget. And you see people getting all worked up about those expenses. You say, wait, what are you doing? What about the facts? Just the facts, ma'am. That's off budget. What are you getting excited about that for? It's off budget. You say, wait a second. But I see a lot of people who expend very frivolously and clearly hotzos that are merubos that are not necessary. And it seems like they just have more to spend. It seems like they just have more to spend. It's not like they use up their allocation and they're left with nothing at the end of the year. So what do you say about that? So I have two ways. There are two ways to ask the question like that. One is, I know the fact that Mizonosav Shel Adam is Tzuvin Lo Mirosh Hashanah LeRosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippur. I know the fact. I'm asking to try to understand that in light of the reality that I see. The other is, I don't know about that, Rabbi. There's a lot of people, you know. I don't know about that. You know, I love that expression. That means I'm too old to learn anything. That's the expression. I don't know about that, Rabbi. I don't know about that. That means I'm ready to roll it up, close up shop. I don't know about that. But Chazal told you that. I don't know about that. Been around the block a few times, Rabbi. I don't know about that. So if you ask a question, I'm curious. I would like to understand. In light of that Chazal, I would like to understand what I see, what appears to be frivolous spending, where it doesn't look like the well dries up before the end of the year. Chorah shouldn't happen. I heard about one person who went to his Rebbe, and he went to his Rebbe complaining about Parnassah. The Rebbe told him, you're already 3 years overdrawn. 3 years of your taktiv, you're overdrawn. There's nothing that I can give you. 3 years, you're already overdrawn on your annual budget. But the answer is, there's a conspiracy, remember? And this is not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy. You don't want to be that guy who's part of the conspiracy, but there's going to be somebody walking around who has an unlimited amount of dispensable and disposable income, seemingly absolutely in contradiction to the statement of Chazal. You don't want to be that guy, because that guy's going to exist, because the Sultan's going to make sure that such a person exists, because that's his job. That's his job. The Gemara tells us, it's a fascinating Chazal. Peter turns on, I probably even should read it to you.
Yeah, Gemara still.
Yeah. Still have Gemaras. I remember about that. I heard, but those are only for Shabbos. You're allowed to use them, but on Shabbos. And it's considered an uvda de Shabbos to use it b'chol. So you have to be careful about things like that. But, I heard that there is such a thing as a shas on the shrine. The Yosef Rabbi Yochanan v'Kadarish. The Gemara in Bava Basra Ayin Heyam at Aleph says that Rabbi Yochanan was making a drosha. Osi the Kadosh Baruch Hu Lahavi Avonim Tovos Umargolios Shehem Shloshim Al Shloshim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring magnificent, huge Avonim that are 30 by 30. Presumably they're Amos on Amos. Chokek Behem Eser Al Esrim. It's going to make an opening into those Avonim Tovos Umargolios. It's going to make an opening that is going to be 10 by 20, 10 amos wide by 20 amos tall. Umamidon b'sharei Yerushalayim. Shberuch is going to put those, is going to place those as the gateways in Yerushalayim. Ligle galav oso Talmud. So Talmud said, Hashta kebeyasa de tziltala lo mashkechinon, kuli hai mashkechinon. You ever found a diamond that makes the whole news? If they find a diamond that is the size of an egg, it makes news all over the world. And that you can barely find such a thing, and a diamond that's the size of an egg, there's going to be a diamond that's the size of a gate of Yerushalayim. Come on. L'yomim hifliga sfinoso b'yom. This Jew, this Talmud, had occasion to be on the high seas. Choza maloche ashares the yasvik the kominasri avonim tovos umargolios. He saw them hewing stones in the middle of the yam. There were 30 by 30. And they were cutting out from the midst of that a 10 by 20 opening, b'chokuk b'hem eser b'rom esrim. Omar lahu hani leman. Who are this for? Who is this? What is this about? It's huge, huge margolios. Amru leish, osi the kodesh baruch hu la'amidon b'sharei Yerushalayim. These are the stones. We're blessed with being the malachi asharei, so whose job it is to you these stones. Also le kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. So the Talmud came back to Rabbi Yochanan and he said, Omar le drosh, Rabbi. L'cho no'e li drosh. Kasher amarta kein ra'isi. Yeah, Rabbi, you're the one. You're the guy. You're the guy. Because just the way you said it was going to be, I can confirm. I saw it. It's going to be exactly the way you said. I can confirm. Amar lo reka. It's not a nice word. Il mole ra'isa lo he'amanta. You wouldn't have seen it. So the Masorah that I have, that's the fact, that those margolios, you wouldn't have believed it. Milagleg al divrei chachomimato. Nosan einov bo v'nasa gal shel atzomot. That's a capital offense. Of ligleg, of being milagleg al divrei chachomim, that's a capital offense. Why is that a capital offense? Because that's how we get our facts. That's how we know about the world. That's how we know that there's nothing to worry about Parnosa other than between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I need the Chazal to tell me the facts. And if there's gonna be somebody who's making fun of what the Chazal say, and the only time they come back and say, oh, boy, were they right? Oh, were they right? I saw it with my own eyes. Then you have lost access to information of how the world works. And you need that information. You need those facts because you can base your life on those facts. Chazal tell us, and the Chofetz Chaim repeats it often, that a person is going to come after 120 years to the din in Shemayim, and he's going to get very confused. Why is he going to get confused? Because they're going to start crediting him with mitzvos that he doesn't remember that he did. He lived his life and he doesn't remember. They're crediting him with building a Mosad HaTorah, with building a shul, crediting him with building a shul. Where? What? How? When did I ever build a shul? No. The person who built the shul spoke Lashon Hara about you. And so there was a population exchange. So that all of his chuyos are now credited exactly as if you did it. And all of your averos are now on his cheshbon. So you see somebody speaking Lashon Hara about somebody else, and your first reaction, oh, he said Lashon Hara about me. I don't want that. A person who got their facts from Chazal sends him a present. Sends him a gift. Thank you so much. Thank you. I hope you keep on doing lots of mitzvos. I hope you do great mitzvos. I hope you learn all of Shas. I hope you give huge amounts of tzedakah. I hope you raise doros that everybody's talking about. And I need all of that. You spoke Lashon Hara about me. What could be a bigger gift? So wait a second. How did you get that? You mean it's my first Chazal? Chazal gave us information about reality. And if you're not going to receive the information from Chazal about reality, that's a milagle galdivrei chachomim, and that cuts you off from reality. Where are you going to get your reality from? From CNN? What's left if you can't get your information from Chazal? What is left? Where are you going to get your information? So, well, I'll get my information based on what I see. I have a scientific method. You know, the scientific method is going to give you a Tyrannosaurus. It's not going to give you MS. It's not going to tell you about Bria Sa'olam. It's going to give you that you're basically a monkey. And if you have a little bit of a better memory, you're a fish. So how am I going to get my information? That's why being milagle galdivrei chachomim is such a crucial matter. And Rabbi Yochanan said, you're done. You didn't come back doing tshuva. I have tshuva to do. I was milagle galdivrei chachomim. No, he came back and said, oh man, Rabbi, let me tell you, you're the man. Because you said those dates are going to be 20 by 30, right? Yeah, Rabbi, you're the guy. You can give the class because you know your stuff. How do I know your stuff? What are you talking about? I saw it at the Giants game. I know your stuff. I saw it. Chazal tell us, Bris Kruso, al hayud gimel midos, shelo yachziru reikam. Anybody want to translate those words? Bris Kruso. The Kodesh Baruch Hu set an absolute bris. That means an inviolate set of cause and effect. Al Yud Gimel Midos. Shelo yachzeru reikam. So if you're going to take from that, you know, I really should be mechavim. I really should be mechavim by Yud Gimel Midos. You're wasting your time. That's what you would say? You should be mechavim by the Yud Gimel Midos? Really? After you know that piece of information, that there's a bris krusa on the Yud Gimel Midos Shelo Yachzeru Reikam, you tell me you need a should? Oh, Daka, I should be more careful. I should be mizdaris. And what? That's a malagle galdim rechachomim. What's the should? Where's the should coming from? You now have a piece of information. You now have a fact. Do whatever you want to do with the fact. Your business. Just don't question the fact. That's the reality. The reality is that there's a bris krusa on the Yud Gimel Midos. So if you want to come and you say, oh, wait a second, it's Gemara and Yitzayin in Rosh Hashanah, does it require that I understand the words, or is it enough that I just say the words? Do I have to know the pshat? You know, there's a lot of different pshatim, there's a lot of different mahalchim in the Yud Gimel Midos. Do I have to know more than one, or is it enough that I have one mahalach in the Yud Gimel Midos? Yeah, those are questions. Those are questions. But those are questions based on, and now have a piece of information, that there's a bris krusa on the Yud Gimel Midos. I didn't know that before. Well, how would I know that if Chazal didn't give it to me? How would I have known that? How would I have known on my own, just by carrying on in my day, in my life, how would I have known that there's a bris krusa on the Yud Gimel Midos, says Shelo Yachzeru Reikam? The answer is, Baruch Hashem, we have Chazal. And we have to treat every word of Chazal with that sense of, oh, here, they're giving me reality. I can't afford to walk around with, I don't know about that, Rabbi. I don't know about that. I can't afford that. Because Chazal are telling me the facts. Famous old story about the radio officer on the USS Kennedy gets the message that he's supposed to turn 5 degrees north, and he sends back and he says, this is the USS Kennedy. You move 7 degrees the other way. The messages keep on coming back each time, indicating to the captain, and the officer brings the message to the captain about what change of course they need to make on that stormy night. And all he's getting back is, you tell them this is the USS Kennedy, doesn't get out of the way for any ship, and you go out of, you know. And finally the message comes back, Captain, I'm just a lighthouse. Suit yourself. I'm not here to try to pummel you into changing course. It's not my agenda. I'm just here to let you know that I'm a lighthouse, and that what you're doing right now is going to land you, and it's going to take your USS Kennedy, and it's going to ground it into a big reef that you'll be lucky if the ship survives the accident. But I'm not, I just give you the information. Just the facts, ma'am. Just giving you the information. I'm just a lighthouse. Chazal are pleading with us to nothing. They're not pleading at all. Chazal are telling us all the shoulds. No, they're not. In their kindness that the Ribbono Shel Olam did in the world, the Chazal gave us the information, the facts that we need in order to be able to live. And we're revving it up with all of these shoulds and should this and shouldn't do this and I should do this and I shouldn't do this. Learn the facts. Learn the facts, ma'am. Want to change some Aveira that you're doing? Learn up the Aveira. Learn The fact. No. I need a sefer on the shoulds. You don't need a sefer on the shoulds. You need a sefer on the fact. When you have the fact, you'll do what you need to do. Because now you know information that you didn't have before. There's a pasuk. We read it every day, three times a day. In Aleinu, it says, V'yodata hayom v'hashevosa el levavecha ki Hashem hu Elokim b'shamayim mimal v'yala aretz mitochas ein od. Translate the words V'yodata hayom. There's something that you should know. And probably you do know. The first animamin, you probably know the information. There's a problem. The human being has a wonderful capacity to let facts and truths lapse out of consciousness. That is part of the conspiracy, not the theory. That's part of the conspiracy, is that we can have a fact and it can slip out of our consciousness. So the Pasuk says, V'yodata hayom, first say the animamin. Animamin b'munashlema sh'abore yisbarach shemo. Hu borei umani. V'hu asa ose v'yase l'chol hamasi. I know with absolute clarity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. And that everything that was, is, and will be is all his ratzon. How come I don't act that way in the course of my day? How come that's not the centerpiece of my day? If I'm thinking about this fact, the answer is because the pasuk gives you the answer. V'hashevosa el levavecha. If you know a fact, it doesn't mean that you're going to act on that fact. You need to review the fact to the point where it is no longer lapsing from your consciousness. That's work. And I suggest, Rabosai, that if you want to approach Yemei Adin V'Harachamim in a way that makes some sort of sense, take one fact, any fact. Any fact at all, that is a bona fide fact that Chazal have told us, and just be mekabel on yourself to review that one fact so that it becomes internalized as a reality. So that you own it. So that it is a fact, you don't need any shoulds. Please do me a favor. Don't take away from this talk anything about shoulds. Because if you're talking about shoulds, you're wasting your time. The Yetzer Hara is delighted with shoulds. He's afraid of facts. He's very afraid of facts. Because a fact actually makes a difference to a person. If you internalize something as being the reality, if you now know a fact, your story is going to be different. And the Yetzer Hara titters. That's what causes the Yetzer Hara to really shake. It's facts. Chazal say that he shakes and worries when we blow shofar. Maybe the shofar that we're blowing is the shofar shel Mashiach. Maybe the shofar of Mashiach, and he titters that's going to be his retirement. That's the end of his working career. The shofar of Mashiach. Tell me, how many times can you pull that stunt? Be that dumb? How many times have we blown shofar? And every time? The answer is Chazal are telling us to let us know just how close we are. And we've been that close for centuries. But we're standing there pleading with the Ribbono Shel Olam for Mashiach. Why are you pleading for Mashiach? Why don't you just ask for Mashiach? Why are you pleading? Kadosh Baruch Hu's here, and there's a bris krusa on the Yud Gimel. Yeah, Rabbi, that doesn't really mean that we can just ask for Mashiach. It doesn't really mean that we can ask for Mashiach and then, come on, Rabbi. Why? That's the conspiracy. The conspiracy has convinced us that the only way to get anything is if we stand there and plead. Well, who told you? Who told you that? Mesilas Yesharim writes that we're supposed to relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam tefillah, kidaber ish el re'eyu. Should be a conversation. Kidaber ish el re'eyu. So, in summary, Be'ezer Hashem, there are facts. Every one of us has a fact. That the Ribbono Shel Olam b'chasdo through the Chazal will expose us to a fact. If he hasn't exposed us already to a fact, maybe even today, maybe even in your learning, you get exposed to a fact. Take the fact and churn over the fact until it becomes a reality. When Rav Moshe had to go into a meeting and there was somebody davening behind the door, and he said, I can't step past him. I can't. Davening. Toch dal ramosav, somebody who's davening. I'm stuck. So they said, Tzarchi tzibur, that. And all sorts of answers to explain why he can go ahead and pass the person. He said, what am I supposed to do? For me, it's a wall. It was a piece of information, a fact that Chazal revealed about somebody who's davening, and he internalized that fact to the point that it became a wall, and he couldn't. Sorry, what can I do? Can't walk here. Oh, so I should be more careful about walking in front of you. No, don't do the shoulds. Don't do the shoulds. Don't be an imitation of Rav Moshe. Don't be an imitation of anybody else. Don't do the shoulds. Do your own facts. Study your facts. Take a fact and work with it. Whatever the fact is. Whatever the fact is. Chazal say a person does not have any tzar down here in this world unless it was nigzar in Shamayim. It's just a fact. Ain't all them no kevets bo. These are just facts. Oh, so I shouldn't get so upset. Oh, don't do me the should. When you internalize the fact, your life, the metzias changes in the world. And please, when you're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam to be Goel Klal Yisroel, and you're saying Yakiru v'yedu kol yoshvei sevel ki lechotich rakol berech tishavakol lashon. Lefanecho Hashem Elokeinu yichreu v'yipolu v'lichvod shimcha yikar yiteinu v'kabalu chulam es ol malchusecho. When you're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam to reveal his malchus, please do so with a simplicity of understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said bris krusa on the Yud Gimel Midos shelo yachzeru reikam. You're allowed to rely on Chazal. You don't need to go on a ship on the high seas to rely on Chazal. Chazal said there's a bris krusa on the Yud Gimel Midos. If that's a fact, so if you say, well, first I want to see it inside, that's totally legitimate. You want to see it inside. You want to look at the Gemara in Yud Zayin in Rosh Hashanah. You want to study it. You want to make sure that it's a fact. That's totally, totally legitimate, totally correct to do. First, make sure you have the facts straight. But once you have the fact, don't stop until the fact is in your kishkes. Until the fact gets to the point where when you encounter the Yud Gimel Midos, It's a different world. Then be'ezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, berachamav, will be goel klal Yisrael, something that we have to ask with the simplicity of a child who is absolutely convinced that that's on the calendar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be goel klal Yisrael, and we'll be'ezer Hashem be able to be zoche, to turn the situation of klal Yisrael into such that the joy and the tov will fulfill the definition of hatov ki lo cholu rachamecha v'hamerachim ki lo samu chasodecha me'olam kivinu lach. Ksiva v'chasim hatov.
Questions?
Yeah, for sure.
Nobody should feel imprisoned. Your questions are optional. Go ahead.
My age of horror is working overtime when I'm back in the speaking. So number one, using the first example, everything that happens in the world, Mississippi Delta, right, has to do with me. I'm responsible. That is overwhelming.
Correct.
Every CNN banner that goes by, just the last.
Excellent point. That is absolutely overwhelming.
What am I supposed to do?
You are supposed to know that the reason why there's a conspiracy to make sure that you hear more information than you are able to do anything with.
So I just give up.
Right. So wipe out everything that you heard and now hear one thing today, and don't you dare expose yourself to any extra information. You are on a need to know basis. A total and absolute moratorium on any seeking of any information, because any information that I receive, I am being expected to turn that into the message to Klal Yisrael, and I'm not big enough for that. And so starting today at 10:30, I will be on an absolute need to know basis. If I hear the information, I must act on it. They don't hear the information because the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't. But to go seek out information so that I can overload again, that's not happening. That's called tshuva on information overload. Excellent question. Yes.
Curious, like you said, a Chaldea person after Kippur throughout the year worried about Parnassa or like that. And why throughout the year we have to make three lists for Parnassa and the Davin for Parnassa.
And things change.
If you run seminars and all these Gula, everything, we don't have to bother with anything. So I finished Yom Kippur.
If you can do without those, please do without them.
It sounded like we shouldn't.
Everybody has to know what his reality is. And his reality is that he doesn't feel that kind of confidence. You are not allowed to make believe on your level of confidence. Every person has to operate with where he is holding. And yeah, there were people who couldn't bring themselves to say at the Harachman Yufarnaseinu Bechavod, of course, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Mefarnaseh. I just got done saying, Ki hu el zonu Mefarnes lakol, umitiv lakol, umichin mazon lechol b'riyosav asher bara. They couldn't even bring themselves afterwards. Arachamanu Yufarnaseinu Bechavod. What more could I possibly ask? I just said, "Hu heitiv, hu meitiv, hu yeitiv lanu." But a person has to be honest with himself. A person has to be honest and know where he's holding. The question is a good question. Yes. Go ahead.
You spoke about you don't have to plead; you just have to ask.
Correct.
Because Hashem is a rare.
Correct.
But sometimes, when conversing with your rare, you plead.
Not unless you've asked.
Not unless you
ask. Yeah. You don't go over to your beloved wife. Simply, please, could I have a cup of coffee? Please, could I have a cup of coffee? You won't believe how thirsty I am. Could I please have a cup of coffee? You would sound a little silly. And I would hope that your wife would say, "What? Are you okay? What?" Okay. Yeah.
Back, more on that point, both
you're having that conversation, let's say, with your wife, if there seems to be a back and forth, but like, so how do we relate to Hashem in a way that, because we're not getting an answer that's audible to our ears, as, so how do we relate to Hashem as if he's a friend?
Start with Perek Yud Ches, Mesilas Yesharim, where he talks about the fact that we are in an active conversation, a me and you, I and thou, however fancy words you want to use, with the Ribbono Shel Olam when we're davening. And he is responding. We're so convinced that he's not responding because I don't see his response. We're so convinced. So it can't be that he's responding because I don't see him responding. Who said he's not responding just because you can't see it? Chazal said that he's responding, then he's responding. No, it can't be. Good question. Yes.
Yeah. Back to the Torah. If somebody finds a pirchon, one of the Amri Chazal.
Yes.
The diamond.
No problem. No problem.
So I can throw them all at them.
No. You have a kasha. Chazal are very careful about what is a kasha, what is a tiyufta, and what is a tiyufta, the Rav so-and-so tiyufta. And we have a very specific system for how to make sure that we have reliable Chazal. So absolutely, if you have a kasha, that's probably what the Marsha is for. That's probably a good place to turn. When you have a kasha on the Chazal, probably a good place to turn is to the Marsha. But that's a good place to start. And for that, you have Rebbeim, and you ask. I have two Chazals. La'ovid la'ila el girsa. La'ovid la'ila el shinsa. Nighttime is for learning. Nighttime is for sleeping. Could you please tell me, what is nighttime for? I heard one of the great, wonderful Gedolim said, no, they're both true. Because nighttime is for sleeping. That's why I can learn. The whole day long, everybody's nudniking. So the nighttime is for sleeping. So I can baruch Hashem. So I can learn.